Well, you know, it's time to light the fireworks. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing, remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933. And Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump. Fireworks 2021. Today, I said Wednesday earlier, didn't I? Today, Tuesday, the 15th of June. Our guest today, Billboard and Dynamo. Father and son. Son walking in the footsteps of his dad, but also making a mark of his own. We'll speak to both the gentlemen. There's a new song they have out, Bad Man Ting. And it's not the song you think. Of course, if you know the artists, you know that they're not singing any Bad Man Ting. But we'll give that a listen. I'll play that a little later this afternoon. But we also must pay tribute today to a man that has given so much. A man who has won 10 Pick of the Crop Mourners. He's won the Road March twice. He's won the Sweet Soca Mourner. Yep, he's done that a couple times as well. Only one that eluded him from the national competitions was the Party Mourner, but that's all right. I think he made up more than enough in the other competition, so that's fine. And aside from giving us hit after hit after hit through the decades, and there are few artists, and this is across any genre, I dare you to find more than a handful that have been not only releasing music, but have been relevant, that have been popular through 4 decades from 1982. So let's go through the 80s, through the 90s, early 2000s, and now into the 2010s. We're into, you understand, he continues to be relevant, continues to put out hit songs, continues to tour. He appeals to a wide demographic. And just a young people, man. You know, so when Red Plastic Bag is introduced, when he comes on, he says, Barbados! All the Barbados, no, not just the young people, not just the people that were there to see him win the first crown in 1982, but everybody. I remember when he sang Boat in 2017, it was when he won the Sweet Soca Mourner, and looking across Bushy Park and seeing who was dancing, it wasn't just granny or auntie, but his sister, his daughter, his niece, his nephew, it's everybody. That's Red Plastic Bag. And he's now set up the Red Foundation. The foundation that gives back. So the man that has benefited not only from Barbados, but the world in general, wants to give back. and he's done so through the Red Foundation. He's been honored, so he's Dr. Stetson Wiltshire. He's Ambassador Stetson Wiltshire, Cultural Ambassador. People just call him Baig. Not red plastic, not red, not plastic. Baig. So happy birthday to you, sir. Happy 60th to Red Plastic Baig. It's now 7 minutes after 3 o'clock. Let's take you back. 40 years almost when he came on the scene. And he gave you this one. Tubadoo.
Tubadoo. You may notice that we stopped trying to burn our oven, 'cause every time the man come in back again, people from the north, so east and west, to burn Mr. Harding, they try their best. The man is here to stay, we can't put him away. He's a well-known man in this place today. We can jump and shout when we done Mr. Harding, still walking about. We can't get the man killed, even though the fire lights. 'Cause Harding is a light bill, he is a fuel charge. Try to assassinate, throw poison in his mouth, but Harding is moderate. He is a power blackout. Now you understand why Mr. Harding can't die. It is time that we learn Mr. Harding can't burn. Tubadoo, I tell ya. Some mock at Mr. Harding at the garrison, everybody laughing. A hulk for a man, he is so tall. Excitement he gives to one and all. When he goes on fire, he's a sight to see. The giant is gone, it's a joy for we. We can jump and fuck next day, Mr. Harding saluting us. Make him a sacrifice, give the dogs his blood. But he is consumer's price, a pusher of dangerous drugs. Let it be dust to dust, stab him in his belly. But he is a transport bus, he's a knight in the casualty. Now you understand why Mr. Harding can die. It is time that we learn Mr. Harding can't burn. Men used to come with big rocks and things. This thing got to get real confusing. And just to make sure that the man is dead, they won't make a mess of Mr. Harding's head. They won't even stop, they want to be sure the life of Mr. Harding will run no more. Knock him down in the end, next day Mr. Harding still rise again. How we could rise so fast from 6 feet under the soil, got to be a gallon of gas or a gallon of kerosene oil. We can do him no harm, not even with an axe. He's a bandit with one arm, Harding his income tax. Now you understand why Mr. Harding can't die. It is time that we learn Mr. Harding can't burn. Tubadoo, I tell you. to save his time and trying to burn hard in. Cause we just can't get rid of him. He's the man in the middle of everything. A hat on his head, nice clothes he's wearing. He is all around us day by day. Not only on Kadumen Day. So after all the betting, remember Hardin's still alive and kicking. Hardin is running free. We can't catch him with our suit. He is crime in this country. He's the potholes in the roads. And when you're shopping in town and Mr. Hardin scare you, the bank is no place to run. Cause Mr. Hardin there too. Now you understand why Mr. Hardin can't die. It is time that we learn Mr. Hardin can't burn. Tubadoo, I tell ya. Hardin can't die. It is time that we learn Mr. Hardin can't burn. Tubadoo, I tell ya.
It's a good afternoon to you. It's sending greetings to Jeffrey Arthur. Jeffrey over there in the Bay Line, coming from your sister and your brothers. The Arthur, Greenwich, and Kennedy families, all wishing you a happy, happy birthday today, on the same day as the lyrical master himself, Red Plastic by VOB. Good afternoon. Fireworks.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Pretty good. There's Noel here.
Uh-huh.
My favorite by the bag is My Victory.
Uh-huh.
I also love Bim.
Bim, yeah. Actually.
A couple of years ago, uh-huh. A lot of years ago, the bag went right here at my house, presented me with an airline ticket. I was going to Trinidad to represent Barbados in San Fernando, Port Spain.
Nice.
The bag went right here, and he presented me with my airline ticket on behalf of his company, La Parkin.
Yes.
It was a good while ago.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was successful as well, too.
All right, nice. So LaParkin was sponsoring you guys?
Yeah, LaParkin was successful. Mm-hmm. So I just want to wish him many, 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 many more years.
All righty then.
Hello to Gregory, too. I do poetry just like Gregory, too.
Yeah?
But it's hard for me to read it. Just like he said, it's hard for me to the Pecan thing will give me some trouble. But I can read what I wrote, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I did something on your morning program. When you were on morning, but I read it when I read Saturday.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we can get all y'all to come on and come out and read all these things. So, can't keep me hidden. Yeah,
I know. Yeah, the time's still young.
All right, no.
The season's still young.
Correct.
Take care.
All right, sir. VOB Fireworks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, hello there. How are you doing?
I am good, you know. I'm good. I said let me call in and say good afternoon. Because you know I'm here constantly. Good morning. You know, you're so much caught up in this morning thing.
I'm flushing it out of my system.
Yeah,
so,
you get in there, but you're still in there because you're still slipping in between. In between, you say, "Oh, good afternoon." I say, "Yes, they hear you talking to Big Irene." Slipping some good morning. I say, "Well." He can't get rid of that at all.
That's because they miss the morning people. That's why.
Yeah. But it's so good. You know, morning people are still with you. You know, we're still with you.
All right.
We can't let you go like that. But I called to say happy, happy, happy birthday to the lyrical master of St. Philip.
Man, not just the St. Philip. They might want to claim it from he's the lyrical master of the world, huh?
No, St. Philip. So that way I got to put it in there. People won't take St. Philip. The lyrical master wants to say happy, happy 60th birthday to him. and he hoped that he would live to see many, 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 many more with God's blessing.
All right, then.
Can she catch you tomorrow evening? I'll continue to listen to you, but I'm still around. I'm still here listening to you.
All right, good to hear that, dear.
You have a super afternoon.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye, dear.
Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Walter Sandberg. Your greatest is Selchon, Vince, Francine, Philip, and Caroline, the Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All
you
right.
Good?
I'm good. I'm always good, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
We'll be doing all right.
Well, that's good to hear. You continue to take care of yourselves, yep?
Yeah, I want to be sending a little birthday greeting for Francine and Serena Crazy Rock from her daughter, Kayla Serena, from Carolyn Nicole in Leadville.
All right, then. All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful afternoon. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I good. How are you, too?
Me, I'm great. Thanks.
I want to say happy birthday to Simon Rock, our Shorey Village, St. Andrew, coming from his cousin Shirley Rock Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say good evening to Barry and Raya Carr. I don't hear them.
All right.
Things are gone on team for the evening.
Pardon? Saints what?
Saints you on for the evening.
Uh-huh.
I don't hear them shouting on me on morning. So you would deal with Barry with that.
I will deal with Barry, no problem.
Yes,
I will make sure I message Barry and ask him what's going on.
Do that for me.
All right. All right,
sure. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Fireworks, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Cassie B. Good afternoon, Cassie B.
Mom, are you trying to make fun of me now?
I'm making fun of you. You know that I haven't heard you speak to you and shout. You don't know the same as about near 4 weeks, and that ain't good enough.
Ah, boy, but you got me now. Go ahead.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to Stetson, happy birthday. That's my boy. Every song that he sings, you can play for the ballots he did. That's number one. Number two.
We ain't got that much time.
I know. I so glad to hear you. Mike, okay, you said Mike morning, but God say good afternoon. You know this morning, things still blowing in the head.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mike. Good afternoon, Barbados.
All right.
Cassie?
Yes, please.
I enjoy you for the balance of the evening.
All right.
So you know what to do.
I'm on
the job, so I got to behave myself.
Oh, now you want to behave yourself? All right, I hear you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
All right, you have a good afternoon.
You too.
I'll stick to my roots for as long as I live. And day by day is my best I intend to give. I know I may be beaten badly by the law. And I may not even be the one that they're looking for. And some conductors really know a lot of tricks. Just one plastic bag can put money in your pockets. I know administration stinks at the transport board. The government police just take government buses off the roads. We can get to Coney Islands to put on the same spot. More madmen are out than you can find down there in Black Rock. But even if one beat me bad, like how one be sleepy, they can't move me. I ain't leaving this country. I ain't going nowhere. Did you say I intend to stay? And if it rise or fall, I ain't leaving this land at all.
We have Lorenzo in Berlin sending greetings to Red Plastic Bike. Caught him in the UK a few years ago. One of the best shows I've ever been to, he says.
Bim, I love you. Bim, Plastic Bag is proud of you. Throughout the Caribbean, oh, how you played your part. Bim, you hold a special place in my heart. Then why should I run away and run? Right here, that is my sweet little home. If I am a Kaisonian, I must abstain from politics. I must not even cry out when they're cutting my tail with licks. And if I am a teacher, they may suspend me wrongfully. But at school I can drink me whiskey once I remove the label, you see. If I want to get rich quickly,
have to become MP. But as a hawker or fisherman, they may try to mama guy me. 1% of my salary, they take and call it transport levy. And if I decide to drive taxi, I may be called dirty. But even if housing carry my furniture's wrongfully, they can't move me. I ain't leaving this country.
I ain't going nowhere. This year I intend to stay. And if it rise or fall, I ain't leaving this land at all.
Brighten up your home and light up your life with quality lamps and shades. Grantley Adams Industrial Park. Call 428-3627 for the very best in lamps, lampshades, and wooden spindles, all at factory direct prices. They customize your lampshades to suit your exact size, fabric, and color. They can even assess and repair your existing lampshades. Go visit their showroom at Grantley Adams Industrial Park or visit them online at qualitylampsbb.com or on Facebook. Call 428-3627.
VOB 92.9 FM and the Starcom Network would like to thank its sponsors of the Win Big promotion. Hyundai, new thinking, new possibilities. Standard, where quality is a lifestyle. Flow, stay connected at home and on the go with Flow. Carter's General Store, rubber, hardware, and a whole lot more. Duet Soaps, Duet Germ Protection Soap, affordable and refreshing. Country Kitchen Essence, so full of flavor. Alkalato Glacial, protect yourself with Glacial. Clayton's Cola Tonic. Reach for the next level. Nature's Discount. The Ultimate Health Food Store. Kelmart.com. The Online Superstore. Laurie Dash Craft Shop. The Original Craft Shop on Bay Street. E-Wallet by MasterCard App. Go digital with the new E-Wallet by MasterCard App. The Dome Mall. Kensington Mall. Canary Lane Mall. Smart Med Pharmacy. The Home of Wet Ink. Cooperators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. Case Auto Care, Sleepy Diapers and Wipes, L&M Bar, Nichols Bakery, Always Fresh, Hot 95.3 FM, The Beat 104.1 FM, Life 97.5 FM, and VOB 92.9 FM, celebration 40 years in 2021.
Hey, 2021, back to the phone lines. VOB, good afternoon. Yeah, hold on. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. He gone, yeah. Oh, there. Just had Jeffrey on the line. Jeffrey, who I just showed up for his birthday. And, well, he was saying this is one of his favorites, so he wanted to call and wish Baga a happy birthday. So, Jeffrey, if you could get back in, you could try that one again. Let's go to this other phone line. VOB, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Cassie.
Yes, please. Yes, please. I would like to wish the Bag happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And tell him he's born the best month of the year. Okay, I can see that.
Yes, I don't argue with June, okay? Because as I tell you, my son and my sister born in June, so I will allow that. I will allow that.
Well, I have 5 people that are celebrating birthday tomorrow, and then a cousin that's 6 tomorrow. Then I have a cousin the 17th, a cousin the 18th, me and my brother the 19th, and a cousin the 20th, and my father the 25th.
That is a lot of celebrating in 1 month, man.
Plus, I had the first 6 days already in June, from the first to the 6th birthdays.
Wow! All right. Well, you continue to celebrate big, yeah. And just in case I don't hear you personally on the 19th, happy birthday! Advance greetings to you.
I will try to enjoy me and my brother. You're not a twin. I was born on his first birthday.
Okay, that's some planning. Somebody had a plan. Well, you all continue to enjoy, okay?
Thank you. Right. Have a good evening.
Right, bye-bye. Bye. VOB Fireworks, good afternoon.
Yeah, Cass.
Oh. Yeah, huh?
What's going on, my brother?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm not just great. Mm-hmm. I just called to wish Tyson a happy birthday today. 60th birthday. And then enjoying your playing the nice music for him.
Yes, man.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're doing wonderful.
All right, thank
you. The greatest workshop.
Thank you very much.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, respect.
All right, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Fireworks, good afternoon. Hello. Remember to turn your radio down, 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 down. VOB, good afternoon. Fireworks.
Hey, good afternoon, Cassie.
Yes, please.
Yeah, Commissioner, I just called to let my family, friends, and relatives in Barbados and those abroad that I'm still alive and well. Because, you know, as usual, I don't hear Commissioner do dishes.
No.
But I ain't got that place yet.
All right, that's good to hear.
Okay then.
All right, we continue to take care of yourself, all right?
Yes, please, sir. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
So to everyone in Bayfield, good afternoon to you. Or the Philippines. Everyone is a fan. Understanding so. But let me say good afternoon to Mr. Paul Watson, who says, not an RPB fan, but recognizes greatness. Thanks, Paul. Recognizes the greatness of RPB. Happy birthday to you. That's from Paul Watson. So the time is now 8 minutes after 4 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933 and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialist. Also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump. Got a father and son combination. They've been doing their things separately, but look out, look out. Came together, very dynamic duo, and put one out. Before I have a chat with them, take a listen to this one.
Father, forgive them. Ayo, Billboard and Dynamo. Check the flow. I tell you that the hypocrisy running rampant in my country are chastising the youth. But listen while I tell you the truth. Wanna support the bad man thing, I wanna promote the bad man thing. So tell me why you're complaining when you hear about another shooting and killing. Wanna support the bad man thing and wanna promote the bad man thing. You don't have the right to complain when you had the chance and you ain't do nothing. First up, DJs, I'm not saying you're the root, but in effect, a plague and much for gun salute. And when you on the radio, you feel that you're so smart. They're playing the same thing, but blipping out certain parts. But all who can hire can certainly fire before you retire. Managers and owners got the power. But once advertising dollars come in every day, you couldn't care less what kind of music get played. Next up, government, you know what they are to sing. Violence is like this when they ride a rhythm. But because they're popular and people think them cool, you're making them ambassadors for peace in our schools. Shame on your sponsors, we don't know your stance. You don't care about the artists, but you want the influence. You don't give a damn what they're posting on YouTube, as long as they generate enough money for you in some fields. Wanna support the bad man thing, I wanna promote the bad man thing. So tell me why you're complaining when you hear about another shooting and killing. Wanna support the bad man thing and wanna promote the bad man thing. You don't have the right to complain when you had the chance and you ain't do nothing. Artists with gun tones already got a chill. It can be entertainment telling that man to kill. It's not you who bringin' in the AKs and the Glocks, but you tellin' them in from a got a hole a shot. It's not totally money and popularity. Views on YouTube, likes and Facebook followers and fans on IG. With great influence comes responsibility. Push positivity, not negativity. Lastly, your parents, you got me so perplexed. You let Roma dolls raise your children, they get vexed. The block teach them every gun that ever manufacture, while you fail to teach them a God of a scripture. A moral disaster, every single crop over. You're pushing what let's talk all in the name of culture. Stop crying about how the youth have gone astray. They're watching the hypocrisy that they just display. It's obvious. Wanna support the bad mind thing, I wanna promote the bad mind thing. So tell me why you're complaining when you hear about another shooting and killing. Wanna support the bad mind thing and wanna promote the bad mind thing. You don't have the right to complain when you had the chance and you ain't do nothing. Tired of the hypocrisy running rampant in my country, while you chastise the youth. Dynamo, tell them the truth again. Wanna support the bad man thing, wanna promote the bad man thing. We don't support the bad man thing, we don't promote the bad man thing. So done with the bad man thing, and left out the bad man thing. Done with the bad man thing, so they cut that with all this killing.
Dynamo and Billboard. Realize that Dynamo get the front billing though. Hey, what's going on? Let me say good afternoon and welcome to Father and Son, Billboard and Dynamo. How you doing? How you guys doing?
Man, get it.
Yeah, man, we're good. Excited to be here.
No,
privileged.
No, bad man thing, but not a bad man tune. No, and this coming from two gentlemen who made their mark singing calypso and dancehall. Mm-hmm. Why approach it from this angle?
Firstly, there's a uproar in Barbados over a particular thing, and it's done in dancehall.
Really?
It was done in the dancehall genre. So to address it in a genre where the people that promoting it or listening to it might not be checking for, won't really make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and interestingly enough, Dynamo is very interested in getting into dancehall. We already had a tune recorded and ready to drop, and then we haul it back to come and deal with this.
Right,
and also the father son combination. This was supposed to be a Dynamo tune, not a Billboard tune, but then.
So whose idea was it? Who came up with the idea?
My idea. It was my idea. I get incensed about things, right? And
I've heard it in your songs,
right? I speak about things. I speak about what's going on. I speak about what people need to hear. I don't necessarily care what people want to hear. I'm interested in what people need to hear. And as a Christian, first and foremost, my music will always reflect something godly and something positive. Now, you don't hear Jesus Christ in this whole song at all, at no point in time. But at the end of the day, I address them positive things and telling, you know, putting a certain perspective. That is me as the old man. No, you were going to listen to really young boy.
Well, then my dad, well, he first wrote the song, and then he let me hear the song. So he was like, man, I sure heard this here song. My dad ain't really a dancehall, man. He never wrote a dancehall song, so I honestly wasn't expecting it to sound so good. But it was like, it sounds pretty nice. It sounds good. Yeah, it probably sounds good. But then, when me, I learned songs pretty quick. By the time my dad, all right, give me some time to learn the song. And I can probably put me to a test for it. He said, nah, this song is Jock Wings, though.
Right, it is Monday morning now that we're talking.
It's Monday morning.
Oh, snap.
And they're like, I ain't see the words yet, you know. I ain't see the words of the song yet. It's Monday morning. Tuesday. We record it Monday or Tuesday.
Monday. I told him, listen, go and drop the school, my wife. Go and drop off everybody. And by the time you get back, I can go and beat me and we can be ready to record. So after the point in time, after Monday morning, we ain't had nothing yet. Just leave it on the paper.
Wow. So just, you know that
this but is I knew what I want to say. This is what I want to say. And this is what I want to say. No.
Had to be.
And this was going on Wednesday regardless. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to say. Mm-hmm. Right? And because it's timely, man. We need to address things blatant. We need to address things open. And Calypso tried to do some creative writing and what's not. But when you listen to a lot of the songs out there, and the songs straight up and blatant bash. But soccer, the men saying straight up what they want to do. That's all the men saying straight up what they want to do. Soccer, everything, the people being straight up. So no, I'm not coming to coach what I want to say and hide it in colorful language. I'm saying what I have to say.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think it now becomes a war where you have those that want to sing the bashment, that want to sing the gun songs or the skin out songs versus those that want to sing the positive songs? Is it them versus you sort of situation, do you think? Or is there room for them to coexist?
In the context of music, and they don't always view things in the context of music. I always say everything that I say, I am going to speak from a position of a moral standpoint, right? Light and darkness can't coexist in the same place. Mm. A room can be dark, and once you turn on the light, there's no darkness. So they can't coexist in the same space on a certain level. Mm-hmm. However, musically, anybody can sing anything to feel like sing. But where is the responsibility now? Mm-hmm. Where is the responsibility? Now, this is why I specifically wrote this song, because listening to context, they're just cussing the artists, cussing the people that come and sing on this children rhythm. They're cussing them left, right, and center. However, up to Sunday night, I was playing dominoes. Mm-hmm. And a radio station was on. Actually, I don't even know what station it was. But I hear tune after tune after tune after tune, where words getting gargled and bleep out and all kind of things. Now, I don't know the songs. Obviously, I don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, I definitely don't know what they are, because they're playing on the radar, everything will get bleep out. So therefore, you are promoting that music. Mm-hmm. So DJ is promoting that music, right? If you are sponsors and you have people singing a certain kind of thing all the time, you know this is what they do. People saying gun tunes, people saying slack tunes, people saying worthless tunes, and you know this is what they are doing. When you sign them and them do it, don't come and make a press release and say, I'm done with you, you're not promoting, you're not consistent with my brand. Wait, an artist has the right to say what this is what he was doing for the last 2 years, 3 years, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Right? So we have to look at this all in context. Do not take up people saying gunman tunes and put them in my school and tell my son that this is an anti-violent campaign. Don't do it. So you promoting this badness too. All I wanna promoting this badness.
All right, now, this is the thing now. What there's a school of thought that's saying, well, this is freedom of expression. This is artistic. This is no different from movies or TV series. So why target those that choose to express themselves this way?
All right, so my thought on it is, you have to know where to draw the line of artists expression. Mm-hmm. Everybody gonna know where the joy lane, because yes, you got your freedom of speech, anybody can say what they wanna say. But what we as Bajans, if a man bring a song, just getting a bizarre example, if a man bring a song about raping children or whatever the case may be, we can be jumping at a plane to it. Somebody can say, nah, we don't tolerate that, because, well, at the end of the day, this man got artist expression. He can say what he wants to say. He's an artist. He might not be doing it, but as a gang, he can say what he wants to say. He just expressing himself. He expressed what is happening in the world. People sing gun choose. We just sing what is happening on earth, blah. People just get raped every day. But if you sing a song, I don't think that the government, everybody promoting this man raping children, you're going to know where to draw the line artist expression. You have artist expression. And then you got
moral responsibility.
Moral responsibility. You kind of idea. Mm-hmm. All right, that getting a little too far, you know.
No. But hold on a minute. Having said that, I still believe, Cashy, you, Cashy the artist, has the right to sing whatever you want to sing.
Mm.
But deal with the consequences. So I tell you, don't sing what you want to sing. I would never tell an artist. I would tell an artist, I don't think you should be singing bad man tunes. Mm. I don't think you should be singing good man tunes. That is what I'm going to tell an artist. But if you choose to do it, that is your right to do it. Right? But if I come down on it, the same way people have the right now to support you, and people have the right now to come against you and say we don't condone this. So this is not just about the artists, although the artists have a point to play. So even the artists get a little bit of lashes and so on. When the line say, artists saying bad man tunes, you got to chill. It cannot be entertainment telling a man to kill. That could be entertainment. Mm. It's entertaining. So let's go to school tomorrow morning and tell the teachers, you know, let me tell the children all about how to get a knife and stab up somebody and call it, we teaching them about life. No, come on, man.
And then the next thing after that is not you who bring in the AKs or the Glock, but you telling them a farmer got a hold of a shot. So enough people are in the opinion of, well, we ain't who bring in this, we ain't who doing whatever, but the artist is just doing blah, blah, blah. You are contributing to the factor, right? So you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, but you are contributing or influencing somebody to do something. The same thing with, if, let me say, a murder, right? You got a murder. Just give an example. You got a murder. A man drive a getaway car. Me, I ain't murder nobody. I just drive. Anybody drive cars? People drive minivan men drive cars. And they drive in a car. That's all they're doing. But you are contributing to the end result of what it is.
Let me ask this here, because you're targeting the DJs and, you know, and such, and the artists. Why not sing a song? Because you mentioned the song also. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys aren't the ones bringing in the song, mm-hmm. the things. Why not sing a song talking about the system that is making this easier?
We get there too.
You get there too. Because my thing is, right? And I agree wholeheartedly with what you said, where, mm-hmm. you know, you can sing whatever you want, but deal with the consequences. Mm-hmm. Whether it's praise, whether it's
criticism,
yeah. But be aware of what may come out of this here. Mm-hmm. That I agree with. But also, one of the things that I have a problem with mm-hmm. is it's a pointing game. And, you know, people only point with one finger. So they're pointing and saying, is the artist mm-hmm. or is government? Rather than saying, okay, well, there are several factors that are contributing towards this here.
And that is the way that this particular song was written. A lot of contributing factors. We talk about government, we talk about the artists,
family.
We talk about the family,
mm-hmm.
we talk about a whole sponsors, set of people. Everybody. We talk about sponsors. You can't address everybody and everything. Mm. But you have to start somewhere. And Calypsonians for years have been addressing some things and saying about things going on in the society and going on in the country for a while. So mm-hmm. things get addressed all the time, whether by Christians or not. Things get addressed all the time.
Mm.
So this is just another thing being addressed at this point in time. And again, my focus was not per se on the artists. My focus is on, okay, it was real. I actually watched the video with Jordan English saying, oh, if you want the artist to apologize, all these people should apologize. Now, I'm not saying everybody should apologize or not, but it was a very valid point that all of these people promoting this, mm-hmm. artists promoting this, everybody promoting this, not just the artist. So I'm not saying take your eye off of the artist. I'm not even saying it starts with the artist. I'm saying all of these people contributing to this, including the family. Mm. I learned
Parents, you let your children go on the block. You don't want to teach them about God. You don't want to teach them about scripture. But the block teaching them every gun that manufacture. Right? So parents have responsibility. Teachers have responsibility. And in this whole exchange, you really can't get away from putting some responsibility on the artist. And I am extremely annoyed when I hear artists say, man, we can't influence nobody to do anything. And so you telling me in one breath, you can't influence anybody to do anything. But in the next breath, you telling me that you can influence them to buy my particular brand of shoe, though. You telling them you can influence them to buy my particular company phone. But yet you want to tell me you can't influence somebody to do nothing. But you can get them to wear the shirt. You can get artists can get people to wear the shirt that don't want to wear. Then want to wear Reebok, but because as an artist and they wear Nike, I tell them I want to wear Nike and they push in Nike. I want to put in my. So how is that you really telling me you can't influence people? Yet you are being paid to influence people every day.
But you know, could it be, Mark, that the artists or whomever just saying, all right, well, we're hoping, hoping that perhaps there is that moral buffer. Perhaps, you know, they can discern and say, well, yes, I can influence you to buy a phone or shirt or shoes, but recognize that I'm just singing about this here. I'm just representing what happens in society. So if I'm representing what happens in society, it's not necessarily that I'm saying, do this, but I'm singing about this is what happens.
There's a way to do it, Nain. There's a way. Here again, as Dynamo said, you have to know how you're going to draw the line in terms of artistic expression, because you could paint the picture sometime without glorifying it. I could tell you about what happened in society. Calypso is to tell you every year about the bad things that happen in society, and they don't make it look like you. It's cool. It's cool to get up on a block. It's cool. Get an SLR if you're vexed. Shoot a man in the head. Put him in a coffin. That's cool,
he's,
buddy.
He's putting his mind in. That's cool. Putting himself in the shoes of a Zessa, a shotter.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right. No, but I just gonna see what happened, right? But yeah, those are some of the things that are really coming up when people talk about this discussion about you know, why point at the artist, why point at the radio station, why point at whomever, because we see, as I say, there are so many factors that come into play that come into this here. Now let's look now at the messengers,
right?
Because you have the message, but we now have the messengers. And do you find, are you challenged when people say, well, you know, you're a gospel artist, you know, we can't relate to you, or, you know, or you ain't talking my language, or is the message better transmitted by someone who perhaps is, because you see on the anti-violence campaigns, for example, not the most recent one, but before, you know, they use people that they see as their peers, you know, the same ones that found themselves in this situation to put that message across of anti-violence. Do you think it's better to use them, or should they reach to the more wholesome artists?
All right. Before I let Asher respond to this here, I'll say this. None of those artists at 18 years old had 11,000 people on their IG. Right? I ain't sure how many artists out there, well, gospel, Christian artists, whatever you want to call it, that got two earrings in each ear, a nose ring, hair plait. So from a visual perspective, at least, Dynamo using, I just using Dynamo example, just like everybody else. From a musical perspective, he's singing and he's flowing just like whoever else. Right? Whoever the powers that be can decide if they want to push a message, whoever they want to push a message on. But they choose whoever they want to push a message. Now, if there weren't people in existence, and I like to beget the youngsters, Dynamo, Tariq Ellis, Rack on Drums, Tariq, Don Ross, if there weren't those artists, those youngsters, who don't do this kind of certain kind of music, only do positive and uplifting music. Yes, all of them are not Christians, so
that is the reality of it. I'm not just saying in terms of Christians. Some of these guys, because they can't, the reality is a government or whoever has to govern are not necessarily worried about if a person is a Christian or not. So I'm not even looking at being a Christian or not. I'm looking at the positivity of what the guys put out, the kind of music they put out. I mean, you go back to school campaign and four of the five juniors that came 1, 2, 3, 4 in the junior soccer monarch last year, three of them are BCC students studying in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Music, people doing music and art and theater. The fourth, Tariq, is a producer currently producing with some of the best in Barbados and beyond. You got four of them youngsters and you can't find a way. You can't find a way to do a back-to-school program with other people their age and their peers. That ain't making any sense to me.
We can get into that there after the news break. It's now 29 minutes after 4 o'clock. Fireworks 2021, brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933. And Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump. Billboard and Dynamo, and of course, just before the break, we were talking, and Billboard was really, well, you know, Billboard don't hold back, you know, reggae and passion. I know, he's not like the boxers in the corner, you're just waiting for the bell to ring, just spring into action. But it's a point, a very interesting point you were making, when you said that the authorities really aren't utilizing the positive young people. What do you think needs to be done to get them involved in these campaigns? Because through the years, I think it's a situation where, perhaps from where I'm sitting, I'm seeing, you have these particular artists, you know, the Moles, the Ricks, the Rams, whomever, that are popular generally,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're hoping to use that mass appeal to really get the message out. So maybe that's why they haven't reached out.
Which mass appeal is it? I mean, which message is this?
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, that's the thing, because we have the campaigns of nonviolence, the mm-hmm. anti-bullying campaigns, and they're using these artists. So, you know, you're asking why aren't they using, you know, the Dynamo, why they're using Ross, and is that an excuse that can hold water to you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you use youngsters in conjunction with?
Well, there you go. Put it out there.
And at the end of the day, is it a country or a government's mandate to also nurture, to also unearth? Is that the job as well? Is that part of NCF job? Is that part of the Ministry of Culture job? What happened to all these persons that churn out every year through programs that never get any kind of recognition, that are never being used? Do you use some person regardless? Do you say, okay, we don't care about the messenger, we just care about the message?
Popularity.
You know, we just care about popularity. Is that what it is? And I'm saying, okay, had there not been other persons that can do the job or persons that are popular as well, fair enough. But listen, this for school children like me. This for school children like me. And cool kids, Lil Status. Good Lord, everybody in Barbados, old and young,
mm-hmm.
know Lil Status, and he's what, 8, 9?
Yeah, he's
you young, understand
yeah,
what he's saying?
Uh-huh.
So he can't get to tell other children in the school.
So do you think then, recognizing this here, you know, are they missing these opportunities then to bring young developing artists?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
How does it make you feel, Dynamo, when you see that you have the potential, you have the reach, You know, you have the reach via your social media. You have the reach through. You're the reigning junior soca mourner, you know, and you won it without singing a song about pooching back or skinning out and such. You won it singing a positive message. You're a former junior calypso monarch as well. How does that make you feel when it seems that they're not really reaching out to you or including you? Or actually, don't let me get ahead of it. How has anyone ever reached out to you to be a part of these campaigns?
Yes, but once in a while, like far and few.
As an afterthought. As afterthought. Usually.
Wait, that's after you raise your voice billboard?
No.
I mean, you will get some far and few in between, but you know the main names that will get called. You will get those names being called before any of the other younger artists. And the way I would say that it makes me feel, or make other young artists feel, like spoke to a lot of young artists. A lot of young upcoming artists. And the reality is, the way young artists just want to build there, so people, if they don't have certain morals, they can just sing whatever it is to get out there, to get in the public eye, to get the publicity, and after the publicity, the reality is, when you're popular, the money or the sponsors, whatever, just come afterwards. So to get popular, you gotta sing this thing that these other people sing to get out there. So when it comes to dance on the men, no art good. If he's a dance on my big man, sing gang tunes and thing, you know the man can lick that, the man can lick you, you will get a collab wherever that and get you out there. When it comes to soccer, you know what the saying, sing, pushing about walking up that and get you out there. So me always make me feel my parents just keep me on this particular path. And as they say, as a Christian too, so you keep on this particular path. And calls might come, calls might not come, but for other young artists that I've spoken to, the man can just do this particular thing so that they can get popular to get up there.
So you don't think necessarily is that that's their first choice, but they're doing what they think is popular?
I personally believe so. Matter of fact, not even personally believe so. I talk to people, multiple people that tell me that they already too. Men already tell me, my Asher, you can't get anywhere else, you sing blah blah blah. You got to sing this thing to get up there with these men. So that's what I feel. If people are saying a positive message, I met a game place, I guarantee you, in Barbados, you see so much other people saying positive things.
So what do you feel? How you feel? You said that that's what people think that they need to do. How do you feel?
Why feel that if you're singing things positive, right? I feel sponsors should be calling to me up, bring me fan shows and things, to telling me what this is what I'm doing. If you want this, if you want proper people to do this thing, give me the publicity, because after I get the publicity, popularity can come after it too. So it's like, so you're working with the popular person, and bring them up there. Get the person that got the same talent, endorse them, and the person get it the same way. So that's how you feel.
Now, do you think there's some sort of hypocrisy, whereas you see with, I can't say Bajan reggae, but the Jamaican reggae, for example, the positive ones, you know, you have the major reggae artists that sing positive lyrics that get a lot of recognition, but perhaps when it comes to the soca artists, no, you sing positive, you don't get that recognition.
Yeah. I think certain genres is, let me say, whole particular things in them. So when you hear the reggae, people think, all right, love, spirituality, breathing, chilling, reggae, just breathing. So you get positive, you get like encouragement with this and reggae music. Well, that's all. You might hear gun tunes with girls, soaking music, walking up. So there's certain things that just come along, I would say, with certain music. The same thing.
Papa San and Stitchy and those guys, I mean, they really got the dance hall, the positive and Christian dance hall over there, you know what I mean? They lay that foundation, really.
I don't think that people, artists gravitate to what they think people want. And people gravitate to what they hear. I guarantee you.
But you know that's a chicken and egg sort of situation.
No, well, okay.
Because the artists would say, "I'm giving people what they want."
How do you know that's what they want?
That's what's there.
Okay, but only one set of people creating.
But that's
so it can't be chicken before egg. One set of people are creating. Consumers don't create. Therefore.
But this person creating didn't start the ball rolling.
If you go to the supermarket.
Somebody started it.
If you go to the supermarket, right? And you say you want pepperoni pizza. But there is only what?
Hawaiian
pizza. You have the choice of going somewhere else to get what you want. If that does not exist anywhere, you have the choice to stop eating pizza altogether or eat Hawaiian. Right? Artists continue to make what they feel people want here. I don't know what they feel people want here. They may feel people, and people may actually want to hear it. But if they don't hear it, what is going to happen? I will put up a challenge right now to every artist. To make only a certain kind of music, only say a positive kind of music. Well, first and foremost, I know you can get lips for this here, right? But artists run out of creativity. Plain and simple. So that's what they're saying, bam, 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 because they lost creativity. There's nothing more else for them to say about. Artists can't even sit down and write proper good stories. Actually, right? That is why so much people listening to these young men that doing this dance all thing, you know. I start to check some of these dancehall artists and bars because I like to know what's going on. Ain't a doubt about it, right? And I speaking, as an artist, and as a creative, I can tell you right that some of them men, they're hard. When I tell you they're hard, it means hard. I don't like the content, period. But the men flow, the men beige imagery, hard.
Stories.
Right? And they say stories, so that's why people like to sit down and listen to stories. So where your stories can be something different.
Is there creativity coming from the positive artists?
Is there creativity?
Because you say the artists are lacking creativity.
Uh-huh.
Is there creativity coming from the positive side? And I'm not saying gospel.
What do you mean when you say positive side?
But you're saying that the guys that are singing the bad man lyrics or whatever, they're lacking creativity.
No, they're actually being very creative.
So who's lacking creativity?
A lot of artists lacking creativity. But let me tell you for sure. The soccer artists lacking creativity for sure.
Sure. So I want to know where we can get this creativity coming from. Who is going to bring out this creativity? Who is championing it? Because if there are others out there that are not being creative, all right, I want you to tell me that there is a group of artists out there that is being creative. I want to know that this group is being creative and they are doing something with it. All right. Because you're saying there's an SOS out there for some creativity coming out. So yes. Who's bringing it?
Well, the funny thing about this, right? I'm a very difficult person to ask this question. First of all, let me big up my brother out there, Baka, Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists. Got to plug these men, trying to come together and do something positive for the artists and for the entertainment. You know, I encourage anybody out there to come and join Baka.
It's for right? creatives, not just for creatives, artists.
Not just for artists, not just for singers, for creatives.
Yeah.
However,
he was on me last
So week. However, no, as as a Christian, right? Because I tell you, everything that I am saying, I'm going to always be speaking from a Christian and godly perspective. So from that perspective, right, I really don't care who they're trying to be creative or not, or who trying to do something. I really don't care. That's the honest truth. I don't really care if you find a creative way to sing bumper or jerk, because they don't even feel you shouldn't be saying bumper and jerk. So I really don't care. So I'm a bad person to ask that question.
No, because they don't
just deal with creativity, you know. I deal with a responsibility.
An
artist may not think they have responsibility and a responsibility to the people and content. I think I got a responsibility. So certain things you're going to hear from me. I tell my son, Asher, nobody's getting some loggerheads, man. Then he was getting some loggerheads, but kind of some music, you know. And I told him the other day, I was giving him some points on a song. He won't do, he won't take, he won't wear. I said, cool, fine. No problem, buddy. Go ahead and write it. Do it your own way. Do it your thing. But whenever you done, if it don't meet my standard, you ain't coming in my studio and I'm recording you. I'm going to pay money and find somewhere else. Because I'm not compromising what you're doing because you need to use my zen. Right? So,
he said that.
In the midst of creativity, I always feel there's a moral standard. However, people can do what they want to do. They can always go artists doing certain things because at the end of the day, if you don't have a certain moral high ground, you will always travel a certain road. That's the fucking reality.
Okay, now we're looking at the service provider, right?
Right, service provider.
We're looking at the service providers, right? Now, we're going to look at the consumers now. We can look at the consumers. But put a pin in that there. We can come back to that there in just a few seconds because we've got to look at what's coming up on the evening edition. The evening edition gets started at 5:30. Now, coming up in the evening edition, three men remanded for the murder of a policeman. Talk show regular Mr. Agriculture arrested again for crop theft. Government's chief economic advisor denies government taxes are the main reason for the big spike in petrol prices. The transport minister complains of massive public sector wastage as millions of dollars in equipment bought by government is left to rot. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons warns of a big problem of abuse of elderly in Barbados, and it's getting worse. Just one new positive in the latest Barbados COVID-19 update. The Public Service Union in St. Vincent and the Grenadines accuses the government of seeking to force public servants to be vaccinated. Now, we also have the Republic Bank Business Brief, the latest sports, and Williams Newsmakers, all in the evening edition that gets started at 5:30. We're inside Fireworks. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, Dynamo and Billboard. A bad man thing. We attack that thing. No, right. So we're talking about, we had the service providers. Those will be the artists and the radio stations. Now, the consumers. Now, you say, if they want it, if they go somewhere and you want pepperoni but they only have Hawaiian, you have the choice to go somewhere that has what you want. There were choices in terms of where you can get what you want. Radio stations, which unfortunately have folded. So I'm saying, if you have the content and they're not gravitating towards that content, then are the other service providers wrong for giving people what they want? Because the options were there. You had the options of positive radio stations, and they have not thrived to the extent that the other popular mainstream radio stations have.
Well, Kashi, I expect better of you with that question, because I don't understand how you could compare consumer to a sponsor or to corporate Barbados spending their money on advertising.
How is that disappointing? Because
if corporate Barbados pulled their money from 92.9, you will fall too, regardless if you have the highest listenership in Barbados. So we're talking chalk
but
and cheese.
On, but hold on, they're not going to pull their money because we have highest listenership. They're not going to pull their money. Furthermore, the other entities, the other companies are going to come to VOB because we have the listenership, because people want to hear what we have on our stations. Why aren't the people that are crying down the artists, the big public outcry, why aren't they listening to the other stations that have the positive music?
You say that they aren't. That's what you say.
But if they
all are, I say is that corporate Barbados isn't spending their money.
Billboard. If you had a company, right? Your company, and you want to reach the most people, you are going to go to the station that has the biggest reach. Regardless, so it doesn't matter what that station has, unless there is some moral reason that you're not going to the station. There is no reason why an advertiser is going to say, I'm not. If in the morning time, positive station A has the largest listenership, they're not going to pull their money. They're crazy to do that.
Crazy things happen. And you cannot tell me, right, with the amount of other stations that still in existence in Barbados, that all of them have more listenership than some of the gospel stations that crash. I know better, and you know better, and we could pull numbers to support this. So I think we should just move on to the next.
So why aren't they thriving?
Why aren't they getting
the investment then, the buy-in from corporate Barbados or perhaps even the wider public?
They may get because as you say, first of all, we're dealing with alcohol companies can't come and get Life 97.5 to come and push their brand.
Fair.
Same way, how clubs is tell promoters all the time, gospel promoters, as we know, well, ain't really practical for you to camp on my boat or come in my place because one of people is drink orange juice at $3 a cup and the other people is drink this at $15. That's the dynamics of it. That's the financial dynamics when it comes to Christendom or gospel and secular. Not listenership. Right? Not listenership. Because anything can work. Right? But that's a whole another story. But having said that, and again, look, I can use this as an example. Sunday night, I listen to Marsville. I catch piece of Marsville, and right in the middle of Marsville set, you know where the man start to play? Marvel Providence.
Mm-hmm.
I sure that the boy switch off the radio. Then after Marvel Providence, he start to play I Know Who I Am, Shanat. I sure that the boy switch off the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why talk when they don't want to hear? So it's not a simple, you can't make it a simple demographic, you can't make it a simple thing like that. Right? However, getting back now to the point, people have to create a certain content. Now I want to hug, I can let Dana Modus talk here, so I want to hug, so I can put a little pause right there.
Your father set you up.
he
take everything, but I think it's a discussion that we definitely need to have, rather than just say, well, that's what happened and Troy has it. I think it's a discussion that we need to have to find out what's going on, why aren't people listening, or why aren't people going, why aren't people buying into this here? Because if we stay on one side of the defense with our own assumptions. And I was speaking about you, but I'm speaking in general. If people can, and that's what happens. Those that may not understand may say on side A, and they can only make assumptions. They don't know. But if you know retrograde defense, you'd be like, what do you find it? Wilson, Tim Tuman Taylor. Mm-hmm. You know, you might not know it.
And I'm doing
it. That's all right. You know, but you know, you talk to your neighbors. You know, you have this discussion. We have these discussions. We can see what we can do, how we can do this here. I think it's a grand failing not to really involve more of the other artists. But again, that's beyond my pay grade. But what we can do is just, again, have these conversations and see where we can take it. Dynamo and the Billboard, they are here. A Bad Man Thing is a new song. Someone was asking if they could get it on CD. But not yet. We just have to make sure we got it on air first.
Yeah, on air. You can find it on YouTube, but you know you might get on some streaming platforms later. That wasn't really the focus. That was a message. That was a putting a message out there. That was a sermon. I ain't really care if the boy back. No, seriously. That was a sermon.
Stop it. see that statement. We can come back to that again. Again, pelts and blows on you for that statement.
Mm.
Remember, a brand new Hyundai Grand i10, along with $10,000 and that 1 year free insurance coverage, could be yours. That's for the top. That's for the winner. That's the main prize. But that's not the end. Three lucky listeners, you get a chance to win $1,000 each. Lots of prizes along the way as well. Fireworks, final few minutes. Of course, I brought to you the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing and Rotoplas Barbados Limited. Dynamo and Billboard, fellas. This time gone, man.
Yeah, man.
I
gotta be true to myself when I talking. And sometimes I try to hold back because you know it's top plane.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I try to hold back partially at some things that I was saying. You know, we talk about the whole demographic with sponsorship and what's not and people pulling funds and what's not. The reality is, right? People like worthlessness. People like slackness. People like debbiness. That's what people is gravitate to. So people can listen to them stations and sponsors can put the money there because that's what people want. People like to stand home on the side and watch a stand home party where the only thing to do is to watch people walk up stink on the TV. That is how people like to spend a Saturday night only because they can't actually go and work in a self-called curfew. See when the curfew then, we can see all the worthlessness start back. Well, it ain't stop, But we can see it going back. That is the real problem. I say so just now. So God's sake, no. That is the real problem. People like worthlessness. You find another station that play more worthlessness than you station, and the people can gravitate towards them too. That is what people like.
So then, if that's the issue,
mm-hmm.
the issue, and people like worthlessness,
mm-hmm.
what is your purpose? Are you there then to offer an alternative? Are you there to challenge the worthlessness over there, as you put it? What is your purpose? How are you then? Because people like worthlessness, mm-hmm. but everybody don't like worthlessness.
Right.
No. Mm-hmm. So then, what is your goal?
My goal is to always offer something positive and something wholesome. So nothing that I sing or nothing that I write or nothing that I do with any other artist, I will have to put a PG-13 on it. A 5-year-old can listen to it or a 55-year-old can listen to it. However, right? And this is a problem that I have had. As a Calypsonian, right? I'm speaking as a Calypsonian. Dynamo can address this after. Speaking as Billboard the Calypsonian, I am a Christian. And although I write what I write, which may not be what other things write, there's nobody that could come in my tank. And when Billboard name come to go up on the stage, go to the bathroom. Or say the one game buy a hot dog. The got to hold a pee, cause the got to hear what the got to the one know what I come in to sing. They may not like what I'm saying. They may not want to hear what I'm saying. It may be uncomfortable. So therefore, I gotta say what it is that I feel compelled to say, or I feel compelled the Lord want me to say. But I gotta do it in a proper format. Cause if my music sounds stink, you ain't gonna listen to me. If bad man tune the song stink, nobody wanna play it or nobody wanna stream it. So I still have to provide a good quality of what I do, but I'm not coaching and hiding what I do, the positive thing. I'm not coaching and hiding it for anybody, not when people have moved away from being crass. People like Boxy Brawling. Nobody care about being creative now. Right? We just pelting everything up there, and that's what it is. Well, yeah. People like Crass.
Say it a different way.
Well, people like Crass.
Now, they may walk away. They may not. It may be hard for them to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So then, is your goal then? Because music is a business. How then are you structuring your business model? And how then are you then setting up Dynamo
mm-hmm.
to continue your legacy, to then build his own legacy and the business? Because, yeah, I mean, he's a $5 man,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people not that kind of $5. You know, he has a thriving business, you know, but the business side of music,
mm-hmm.
aren't you looking to expand, get bigger, sell more? I mean, you got to sell. So
go ahead.
Yeah.
So, what we say on that day, so much people, the stamina. Not people in stamina. But my thing is, do I want to put out enough music that people can like and lose my moral standards and what I personally believe in? Or would I stick to that day and not get as much so-called publicity as whatever you want to call it? I prefer to stick with my moral standards. But as I say, when you hear Dynamo music, So much of my friends hear that there, right? First of all, even when they hear the beat of my song, they had Rah Rah Girl, Bring Them Back, we see a dance all thing. Before the man drop, when the beat drop, man say, wait, I sure that's a positive song, wait, that's a gospel song. What was that there? I never hear that, so that got that song, the beat on it, and that beat, then boy, you're saying it's true. When you hear music, that is reaction you're supposed to get. Because when you hear my music, I'm positive. When people hear positive, then what you think of? Man, this thing boring, man. When you supposed to hear, you might think supposed to be pampar or whatever out there, but just a different message.
But you see, I'm seeing different things here now from father and son. That's just good. Because Dynamo said, Billboard said, when you come in the tent, you might not like what you hear. You might not like what the message, but you know, it may be uncomfortable, but you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting from you now is you have the positive message, but what you now have is a vehicle which is the Dibi B, the tempo B, what they like, but you're still putting the message out there.
Yeah.
So then there is room for the two to coexist.
Right. But I am also saying, and I also drill it in his head, yes, you have this vehicle. Yes, you have this. Yes. But
you gotta say blatant.
Do not expect. If it happens, it happens. Do not expect that I, promoter A, I'm going to bring you in my fet to tell the people that I want to walk up and drink all of my rum and get on stink. I ain't bringing you to come and sing a positive moral. He may get the opportunity, he may not. But if that's the focus, he doing it for the wrong reason for sure. Right? If that is the focus. So there are gospel artists that make millions. There are gospel artists that travel all over the world. I don't know if that was what their focus is. I'm not saying that I would not let my son to even excel in whatever. But he would have to know what his focus is going to be going on the road. Now, I'm going to help him once he remains on a certain path. Anytime he deviates from that path, that is the end of billboard and dynamo, you know?
Well, I tell you, you can tell me your gay lips.
Nah, man. You understand? So we got to be true to what it is that we got to be true to what it is that we want to do. I have said, and people don't mean, see as a clip, son. If NCF come and tell me right now that I can sing at the Kwapova Finals every year, free, of course. They ain't paying me a cent. But I could come and sing at Finals every year. You will never see me join another competition. Because I don't compete for a crown. Of course, if I get a crown, that'd be great. If I get a car, that'd be great. If I get $100,000, that'd be great. But I compete so that I could go through a tent and spread my message in a tent. That's what I don't say in a gospel tent either. My message needs to get other places. And then from there, I want to deliver my message in a national platform down in Kensington. I want to put that out. If I could do that without joining, without having to go through a competition, because you don't care about competition. So you got to know the reason why you're doing what you're doing as an artist and if you have a responsibility. And I believe corporate Barbados has to look at what they're doing. Government has to look at what they're doing. Well, they don't have to. They should look at what they're doing and looking at what you're really propping up. What are you really propping up in this society and then want to come and cry down afterward? No, man, we got to take stock of ourselves. It start down in the foundation. It start with the family because the family is everywhere. The church is made up of family. The school is made up of family. Parliament made up of family. Every workplace made up of families. So it comes at the familial level, the family level of things. Where the morals, where the standards, where is it? But people go always gravitate towards a certain thing. But I cannot stand up as a Christian and not have something else for them to listen to or not be another voice and then complain. Right?
All right. Men on a mission with a message. You can use that if you want to. Dynamo later. And billboard. Yeah, it's all right. Free of cost. It's all right. Like, just give me some credit. That's all. I don't mind. It's been a pleasure, guys. I absolutely enjoy this discussion.
You know? So we can hear you playing. I can hear you playing some of the positive music too.
Boss man.
I looking for you. Put people on your spot.
You're gonna put me on your spot. Okay. You see me? Hello. I've been doing this here long enough.
All right.
Nobody gonna point at me and say play positive music. You know, so I've been in this here long enough, so I can say I play the positive music. I could say I play bashment too. I will say why I play it. I will say why I play that. You understand? I am an entertainer.
Cool. Right?
So I give them what they want as well, within reason. And I could tell when it was with one of the other radio stations, there are certain things I would not play at a certain time because I know the audience has. I'm not going to play something for, you know, people that at work or people in the car at the time with the young children. But again, that's a whole other discussion we could continue with.
Honestly.
But, you know, again, we are all entertainers, but we all have our responsibilities and we have to understand. And as we said earlier, if you're going to do something, be ready for the consequences, whether they're good or bad. But I'm happy that you have a message and you're using your message. Billboard, everybody know Billboard, semi-finalists, and as you say, you don't sugarcoat things, and you have not for years, you have not sugarcoated.
They got to Apostle Bernard and Destiny Kadega, my pastors, they don't sugarcoat things, and that's how we get trained. They don't sugarcoat things. I go use wisdom, but you don't sugarcoat things.
And Dynamo, again, using that vehicle, to really get the message across to your peers. I wish you all the best. You know, a young man with a solid head on his shoulders, and you know, you got a good foundation. So I expect, you know, you got high expectations. So I mean, no pressure.
Look out for the journal, alrighty, thanks.
Alrighty then. Billboard and Jennifer spend some time with us this afternoon. For fireworks, and now you have to thank our sponsors, brought to you the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Call us today, 271-4933, and Rotoplasis Barbados Limited, manufacturers of Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists, also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump.